Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and this video I'm going to show you how to do some high-ticket dropshipping niche hacks. So these hacks are really cool, and it's how I've found some great niches to get into, and also how to find suppliers in that niche, and also to deem if that niche is profitable or not. So I'm going to show some examples here. Amazon is always a great place to start because, generally speaking, they have so many different products. Just literally insane. So you get tons of good ideas here. I usually start in the home because home products are bought by people all over the world, all over the USA for sure. And the cool thing about the home is that you're going to be targeting people that can afford products that are expensive. So let's go through the home and get some ideas here. I'll start in garden and outdoor. So garden and outdoor is all sorts of cool stuff. Just for the heck of it, I'm going to go with grills. And let's choose one subcategory of grills. Let's see, we got charcoal grills, electric grills, and gas grills. Let's try electric grills. So outdoor electric grills. So first thing I want to do is scroll down and choose price high to low. Give me an idea. Is this niche have high ticket products? It does, so that's good. And then take a look at the left-hand side here and see the featured brands. I can click see more. And these are all the brands that Amazon has on their website. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, so electric grills may be a good niche to start a website in. And let's find out. So if I go to Google, I can type in electric grills and see what comes up. Looks like Home Depot. What usually I look for is a niche site, though. And I like how it says barbecue guys here, because it's kind of like a niche-specific barbecue site. So it's a lot better than just like looking at Home Depot or something like that for ideas. And I go through all these sites here, and it looks like that's it. And scroll through the organics. It's all the big ones again. Let's see here. Wayfair, Sears, Charbroil. That's a barbecue guys. Looks like it's definitely the number one niche site here selling barbecues, so that's good. Now, when I go to barbecue guys, it does look like an online website, right? So I don't know if they have a store or not. I'm gonna look up here and kind of get an idea. Yeah, it looks like they've got like team and stuff like that. Doesn't really mention anything about them being a store though, which is good to see. I really like to try to find a website that's selling products that I'm interested in that doesn't have a physical retail storefront, because then I know that their suppliers, like the brands they have on their website, are probably more likely to drop ship than those brands that are on Amazon. Like I wouldn't just automatically assume that all these brands on Amazon are going to drop ship for me. I can't really, because Amazon is a different beast. But if I find a niche site, right, that doesn't have a physical retail storefront listed on their website anywhere, then cool, you know? Now, the difference is some of these places might not have a physical storefront, but they also have a warehouse. So it says warehouse deal, so that's a little bit concerning. Used and refurbished. So what happens sometimes is that some suppliers, especially the bigger ones, will only work with online retailers that have some sort of a warehouse where they can actually stock the products. So it looks like they might have a warehouse because they have all these blowout pricing products, which maybe they brought in to do specific like videos for the products or something like that. So that's a possibility. So when you're going through a website and you see that, just know that not all their brands maybe might not drop ship for you, right? But it's still a pretty good bet that some of these definitely will, right? And that's the key, is that at least some of them will. And they have quite a big list of brands here to try out, right? Huge amount of brands. So I usually try to look for websites to model that have at least 20 to 30 brands. And these guys definitely fit that mold. In fact, they probably have closer to 50 or 60 brands, which is really nice to see. So definitely there's a good percentage of these that will be dropship friendly and will dropship, whether that's, 5%, 10%, 20%, half of them, more than half. It's hard to say. I would have to put up a website in this niche, in the barbecue niche. And I would have to make it look good, and I would have to just start calling and emailing suppliers and see if any of them will drop ship for me. Now, the good news is setting up a demo site is actually a really easy process, and you can do it using Shopify. So go to ecommerceparadise.com/Shopify. And when you do that, you'll land on Shopify's homepage, and you can sign up for your 14-day free trial there. And it's really, really easy to get started. So just use whatever email address you want to do, and then go in there and you'll be able to set up a website. Now, Shopify makes it really easy to set up a website. They give you kind of a platform like this to set up a website with. You'll be able to create a logo, you'll be able to have a search function, you'll be able to create collections on your website, and you can add those to the top categories here. You'll be able to make featured collections and add the images so it looks like this, and you'll be able to make a banner, it looks like that. And you'll be able to add products to your homepage just like this, right? So you can make a website that looks good enough so that most of these suppliers will be willing to sell for you. And that's key. You just want something that's good enough, right? And this is what I talk about in my masterclass, and I actually show step-by-step how to do this. So if you are actually interested in this business model and you know that it's something that is right for you, you can go check that out. It's ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. In fact, I'll show you right now. And this course that I made is super in-depth. It goes way beyond just making a demo site. I've actually literally shown you, just like this video is kind of over my shoulder, real niche research, and I'll show you how I've done it. So I have the high ticket dropshipping niche selection module right here. So this is talking about all the different reasons you want to choose a niche or not, and different niche reports, so you can look at those here. So I've actually looked a lot of other different categories here, just like this one, like barbecues. And then demo site setup, I actually have the entire setup process right here. And it goes pretty in depth, and it literally walks you step by step through how to do it, just like watching over my shoulder as I build a real world case study site. And then I show you how to recruit suppliers, how to add their products to the site, and then how to optimize your store, how to set up your email marketing, Facebook retargeting, how to set up Google AdWords, run paid traffic, and start getting sales, and how to handle them. A lot more content to come too. It's not done yet. This is a work in progress. So really great time to get in now, because the price is quite low, actually. I have a special sale going on now for $97 a month you can enroll, whereas the retail price is $9.97, one-time offer price. So you definitely want to get in there now while you can, while it's still low, because I'm going to be raising the price as I add more content. But back to the website here, barbecueguys.com. So one thing that I always tell my students is to pick one specific niche to start with. It's easier to get suppliers that way, and it's a lot easier to close sales as well. Now, the key here is that you definitely don't want to just stick with one niche the whole time you're in business. You're going to have to expand in order to grow. A lot of people talk about wanting to do six figures per month, wanting to be able to have $1 million a year store. That's kind of a dream I hear a lot. Everybody's like, yeah, I want to do that $1 million a year store. I want to do six figures a month. Well, if you're going to do that, you're going to have to expand into other product categories. So I looked at electric grills first. So I might start a store, you know, called electricgrillcity.com or something like that. But then I would definitely want to expand into other product categories as I go. I could even choose a domain name that's a little more broad, like grillcity.com or something like that. And I would then be able to sell pellet grills, Komodo grills, charcoal grills, anything related to the outdoor kitchen, outdoor refrigeration, you know, pizza ovens, fryers, barbecues, jambalaya pots. So as you can see, they have a lot of different product categories, and there's brands that sell all sorts of different products here. So starting a website that's a little bit more general is a good idea, because when you want to grow into that, you'll be set for it. You'll be branded for it already, right? So Barbecue Guys, Barbecue City, BarbecueWorld.com would be a really good way to start. And then you would start just with one product category, or maybe a few like this, add some demo products to the site, just like I show in the course, and then call these suppliers and get some accounts established. Get as many accounts as you can get established right away. And then right away, add all their products to the site, and then work on getting it optimized, and then send paid traffic to it, start making sales. So it's step by step, and it's a system you can follow. And the cool thing about the course is I actually give you tons and tons of templates that you can actually use to outsource stuff. So there's templates here, all sorts of templates. There's content templates for every single thing, template included. You can see all the template included lessons here. And that's actually a real template that you can use to outsource the job. So you can, you know, contact suppliers with that template, adding products to your site. There's a template for that one. There's templates for all these, like your About Us video. There's a template for all this stuff. So it's really cool. I actually literally gave you my best work here. So definitely check that out, guys. This is a good niche to get into. I definitely recommend it. And you know, this is just how you do it. This is just one niche. There's so many niches out there on Amazon. There's tons of product categories. If I were to drill back to patio, lawn, and garden, you could do the same kind of thing for any of these, like outdoor lighting, for instance. You could do a site just on lighting, you know. There's really expensive water features you could do a site on. I have tons of niche reports here. In the site, in the course, As you can see, bathroom vanities, pitching machines, fireplaces, trampolines, bedroom furniture, swing sets, wine coolers, all these are great product categories to start. And as you progress and you get better at e-commerce in the future, you'll be able to build broader sites. In the very beginning, though, when you're first getting started out with high-ticket dropship, just build one category site out and really get used to it, get your feet wet. You only want a few suppliers when you first start, and then you can grow from there. When you first start getting sales, it's really cool because you get sales, and when you sell a $2,000 or $3,000 product, or even something that's $1,300, you might make a couple hundred dollars on that sale. Literally $200, $300 net profit after shipping, after everything. So you'll be able to way easier pay for all your marketing costs, all your hosting fees and stuff like that, and you'll be able to take home a really good daily revenue amount, like literally pay yourself a few hundred bucks a day, just from one or two or three sales every single day. So it's really cool. Once you get your site going, and you get a couple sales every day, you can be netting $5,000 to $10,000 net profit every single month. That's what we do on average every single month, and it's really, really amazing. So I definitely recommend this. Now, a couple of caveats with high ticket drop shipping. Number one, high ticket drop shipping, you have to have some kind of a credit line already established because these products are expensive. You have to be able to place an order with your supplier. And those products are going to cost you, around 60 to 70% of the total price. So on that $1,300 grill we saw back here, it might cost you probably $800, $900 to get that shipped out. So you have to have a credit card that's going to be enough for that. Now, what I always suggest is that whatever your average cost is, you can calculate like $800, $900, you have at least 10 times that much credit available. So if it's $1,000 that you need per order, then definitely have a credit card with at least $10,000, right? Because that way you'll have enough to support at least 10 orders at a time before your credit card runs out of space and you can pay it off. When you get an order, it takes 2 or 3 days, maybe up to 5 days, to receive that money into your bank account, right? And there can be things, other things that hold it up too. So make sure you have enough capital in the form of a high limit credit card or multiple high limit credit cards so that you can be able to support the cash flow difficulties that there are, especially in the beginning of a high ticket dropshipping business. So also beyond that, you definitely want to have a bit of cash so that you can budget out building the site, because the site building process and the marketing, all that stuff costs around $300 to $500. And so building it up, starting it up costs $300 to $500. And then beyond that, paid ads will cost some money before you start seeing some conversions. You have to play around with it. You have to keep optimizing your site, right? So I always tell people, budget another $300 to $500 out just for ads. So if you can set aside $1,000 to set up a business and you have $10,000 credit line, this is definitely going to work for you. If not, I would highly, highly, highly recommend taking a look at other dropshipping business models like AliExpress dropshipping. So you can get your feet wet with marketing while you don't necessarily have all the capital and cash up front to invest in a high-ticket dropshipping business. And then come back to this when you have cash and you have more credit line and established, right? When I first started dropshipping, I was selling bicycles that were around $200 to $300. And I actually didn't even have a credit card that could supply it. I had to find a business partner, and I got really lucky and found one that was willing to use his credit card. He was in his 50s, and so I was in my 20s. So we were kind of the odd couple, but I was able to make it work because the business partner who wanted to start a business with me, and we made it work. So that's another way to do it if you don't have the capital, is to actually find a business partner or go in with a family member or a close friend who does have that support. So we did have to work out like what his job would be and what my job would be. And I ended up doing the website. He ended up doing all like the phone sales and stuff like that. And it worked really well for a few years. We ended up having a falling out, and we, broke apart because, I was doing a lot of work with the website and he wasn't really helping much with the business at that point, because I had automated so much. But everything, is fine now. We're still friends, but that's just kind of how things go. And at least I was able to get that start. So that's the key. So make sure that, you want to make sure it's right for you. And if you know it's right for you, just try to make it happen. Figure out how to make it happen and get into the masterclass now while the price is still low, because you can just go kind of step by step through every single lesson here and get your site launched, start seeing ads, and start processing orders as of right now. And then I'm adding content to the site every single week, so you'll be able to see that grow out. So I'm really excited to help you guys out. If you have any questions on niche selection, on finding competitors, on finding suppliers, all that stuff, comment below this video because I want to help you guys, and that's my goal here, is to be the most helpful guy out there on high ticket drop shipping. So definitely comment below. Make sure you like this video if you liked it. It really does help reach more people, and share it on social media in any e-com group or any high ticket drop shipping group or any dropshipping group out there, marketing, or any of your friends you think can benefit from it, definitely share that link with them, it's because I want to be able to reach as wide of an audience as possible. And I want to help, you know, 100 people this year to start six-figure e-commerce stores. And that was my goal when I started it this year, and I'm already at 50 people now. So I want to get to that 100 level in the next 6 months. And I'm really excited about that. And I need your help to do it. So definitely share this video. Hope this was helpful, guys, and I hope to see you in the masterclass soon. Now, I do have a free gift since you did wait till the end of the video to watch this. I want to give it to you right now. If you go to ecommerceparadise.com and you click on the free guides button at the top, you can get, you don't even have to do that. You can just get my list of profitable niches right here on the homepage. So if you just click, yes, I want the niches list, it'll take you to this page right here. And all you have to do is enter your email address. Click the button, enter your email address. Let me know where you found me. So just, you know, if you found me through this video, type YouTube. And then you'll get the niches list. And then you'll also have a chance to sign up for my free mini course after that. And I definitely recommend that. It's an 8-day mini course. And I break down everything about dropshipping that I know. So it's really cool. So definitely get in there, guys. And really hope to see you on the other side and hope to help you out. And again, comment with any questions or comments. And looking forward to helping you start your own six-figure e-commerce business. We'll see you out there.